From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. One question likely on the minds of just about anyone who calls Southern California home: when will the rain end? Some places have seen nearly a year's worth in just the past few days. And this morning came the biggest deluge yet. Now motorists are struggling with closed roads and homeowners hoping that the mud and water don't get any worse. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Southern California's notorious sprawl climbs up hillsides and stretches down canyons. These are the areas that are particularly vulnerable in a prolonged downpour.
Northbound 5 right before Broadway, the left lane shut down all because of flooding. Traffic is overall pretty slow.
It's almost hard to count how many roads have been shut down because of flooding and rock slides and downed trees. They stretch from San Diego County in the south to Ventura County in the north. And for some Californians, it's not the pavement under their cars that's a problem. It's the ground under their homes.
The cul-de-sac behind us actually had a small slide last night.
Says David Vanderveen, who lives in Laguna Beach. It's a town in Orange County that rises steeply from the coast. His neighborhood lost 20 homes in a mudslide a few years ago. It seemed this morning that just one was at risk so far.
Our neighbor to the east of us is right on the edge right now, so their water lines are about ready to snap, and I helped them shovel mud off their stairs this morning. But there's not much under their east corner of their house right now.
It's not just mud, but rushing water that's hammered this town. This morning, downtown Laguna Beach was under a rushing torrent 3 feet deep. Heidi Miller owns a clothing store there, and when the flood subsided, she surveyed the damage.
It looks like got about 2 feet of mud inside of it. Stuff that was in the back is now in the front of the store. And if you look at the wall, you can kind of see where the water crept up. So unfortunately, it looks like about half my merchandise is probably gone. And then it's a big cleanup, big cleanup.
70 miles inland, a neighborhood in the town of Highland was invaded by up to 4 feet of mud. And north in Los Angeles County, the danger of mudslides and debris flows is considered extreme in the communities of La Crescenta and La Cunada Flint Ridge. They're right under the mountains that were incinerated in a massive wildfire last year. More than 200 families were ordered to evacuate.
Out of the some 230-odd properties that were ordered to evacuate, only about 5 of those residents actually left.
That's Bob Spencer, a spokesman for the Los Angeles County Department of Public Works, speaking at an emergency staging area in the foothills. If residents there feel safe so far, he says, it may be because of the system of 28 debris basins that the county has built into the mountains.
Over the summer, we enlarged 6 of those debris basins. Right now, the debris basins, despite all of this precipitation that we've had over the last 6 days, are only about anywhere from 5 to 20% filled, and that's excellent.
Those basins are strategically placed, says Spencer, but that's no guarantee that the debris will come down in the right place to be caught.
This is a mountain range. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of little canyons between the hillsides where mud, water, or debris can come down at any time.
If there's any upside to this soggy, destructive mess, it's that the rain will ease the impacts of a 3-year drought. The forecast is for sunshine tomorrow, but a little more rain on Christmas Day. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.